Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The prophet Jeremiah was lamenting to the Lord of his troubles, when the Lord gave him a mild rebuke and reminded him that troubles which come upon men in this natural world are to be expected, and are nothing compared to that judgment which he is able to mete out. Men often view such calamities and disasters as tsunamis, hurricanes, and other calamities as the judgment of God displayed. Indeed, there is a sense in which we can view such catastrophes as his judgment upon sin, since there would be no such happenings in a world which was without sin. Sin is the root cause of all of man's sorrow. We are certainly moved with compassion for those who are suffering in the midst of tragic loss, such as those in the recent building collapse. But we're also aware that this is but a light trial compared to the unfolding of God's eternal judgment upon sin. These buildings can be rebuilt, the dead can be buried, new lives will spring up to replace them, and life will go on even in a benighted city such as Miami. But the judgment of God is that from which there is no recovery. The unfolding of the wrath of Almighty God shall cause the heavens and the earth to flee away, and men will desire death rather than life, but cannot find it. The Lord said, "An evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here." If the heart of a man is not moved to repentance by the truth as it is revealed in Jesus Christ, no amount of calamities or disasters will do the job. Man in his natural state will not be moved to repentance by the scare tactics of preachers of doom and gloom, and will only raise his fists higher in rebellion in the face of pain and suffering. The wrath and judgment of God are not designed as corrective measures, but rather for the total destruction of the wicked. The Lord said, "I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me." There is no relief or remedy for the man who abides under the wrath of the Almighty God. God has no partial judgment or wrath that is temporary. The true sons of God are totally without condemnation. They have been the objects of his affection before their creation, and should fall upon their faces daily, thanking him that they were not appointed unto wrath. By nature, that is, birth into the human race, they were the children of wrath even as others. But by election, they are appointed unto redemption through the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ the Lord. Election does not save the sons of God. It is the means whereby they are chosen to receive salvation. The blessed Redeemer trod the winepress of God's wrath in their behalf, and alone secured their redemption. He was a perfect substitute, having no sin of his own, but willing to bear the punishment due to theirs. He obtained, that is, purchased or got possession of, eternal redemption for them, that they might never taste the wrath he already endured for their sake. Had he not been the immutable and eternal Son of God, he would have been destroyed by the burning wrath of an offended, holy God. The natural man hates the doctrine of God's free and unconditional election of a people in Christ Jesus before the world began. He will rise up in anger at the thought of God being an absolute sovereign over his destiny. Only the grace of God, awakening a lost and rebellious sinner, will cause him to bow down in repentance and own the fact that he is worthy of destruction. His natural enmity against God is slain as he worships at the Lord's footstool and owns the justice of God in condemning him forever, but praises that mercy which appointed him to redemption in Christ. Only a rebel can find fault with God. "Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus?" Do you rejoice in his sovereign election of that people whom he loved from before the foundation of the world? Or do you grow angry when you hear this humbling message proclaimed? Do you think you have chosen him? Or do you rejoice that he has chosen you?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.